Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I'm trying to follow me to me. Oh,
you're one way.
And you're not yet too, you know.
Wangweni Majinkwa Meshia Oyo Wangweni.
Yes, you are Wangweni. Session and all of you for coming. I believe that God has a message. I have a message from God for you, and it is my prayer that you get it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I even get into the message, what we are discussing today, what has been given to us to actually talk about today, is healthy lifestyle and sustainable environment, celebrating our heritage, persisting in mission, and promoting healthy lifestyle and sustainable environment. I said 3 in 1, but before I even get into the message, I have a quick message here. So in the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about Abraham sitting under his tent, and some people were passing, and he stopped them, and he waited upon them. He gave them food and washed their feet, and eventually it happened that it was God. Young Papa Abraham, not the tent, I say. Nankrophobia came. Genesis chapter 6. Now, stop here. But for Abraham, He saw them as God. And truly, when you read down that chapter, it was God. And they gave Abraham and Sarah, his wife, a word that a year by now, you're going to have a child. And that promise that God has given Abraham over a long time, God was able to put a time frame on it for him. Our sister, our mother, Hannah, he went to the church praying. She was praying so much that not Neokan, Eli, the priest, Nante, and Eli took her for a drunkard. Eli was so carnal that this woman was pouring out her heart, but he couldn't tell. And he took her for a drunkard. But Hannah, recognizing that seat of authority, that even though he is a carnal man, he is the priest, she responded with respect. And the words from the mouth of the priest changed everything afterwards. Bible says that when she got home, she ate, her face changed, she dressed up, she was happy. And a year after that, she came with Samuel. Hallelujah. This morning, before I get into my message, if Jesus is passing here, would you be able to recognize him? As we come to this church Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, if Jesus is passing, if God is passing, like when Abraham identified them, would you recognize him? Sometimes the angels don't have wings, but it is through the mouth of God's chosen people that he's going to minister to you, that his word will become a reality, his word will manifest. And it's through these men of God, through these worship leaders, through the people that we have in this church, our Bible study teachers. When God is passing, would you recognize him? It is my prayer this morning that that spirit of discernment will be yours, that you will recognize him when he's passing and you will not miss him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll take this opportunity to thank Papa once again for this opportunity. I might say, if I say I'm not nervous, I'm lying. Because when you have to minister to two reverend doctors, it takes a lot of energy. From our Bible's scriptures that we read this morning, from the one that we read from John chapter 6, a little background. So Jesus has started his ministry. And then on one occasion, they went up a hill. That is in John chapter 5. Now, and before they buy him, some of them tie on him. He had compassion on them. Look, Mr. Philip, how can we feed them when we are done feeding them with the word? And Philip can say, but God knows what he was about to do. And we all know the narrative so well. He fed them about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And they had 12 basketful of bread from 3 loaves and 2 fishes. And it was spread out. For that reason, this story is captured in all the books of the gospel. Emma Jesus Christo na ni fame, it just went all over. They came back So mo ba bi tie nyame asem. Me na yewura Yesu. Unim ni wo makuma mu. Ntom ba ino ka je se da bi. Enye nyamu hu ye ni ntina mo ba ye. Empo nya asem ni ntina mo ba ye. Na se wo be nya aduane na di enti e na mo hwehwe me. Nemu ma mo hwehwe aduane a. Wo be di ene. Na emfa nkwaji mamu. Nemu mo hwehwe aduane a. E di enkwaji bebre mo. Hallelujah. These people have had manna. And in that time, no, not just say, if you are not aware, and for Jesus to have come and fed them, the heritage that they knew was that, yeah, God fed them manna. In fact, obviously Moses fed them manna, but Jesus corrected it and said that it is my God who fed them manna. And he said, Christ to Abba, and yet, now you call India. Now the next 40 years, we're going to have food for free, and I could relate. I could imagine. Say, me and Kasana may. Say, ibe nyo biya abe may journey for the next 40 years. How good is that going to be? But Christo answered them. Now our chain or my doing is in the so, and you kind. The drew with the kind of fire now. John chapter 6, verses 35 to 40. I wish I meet me a kind media team. John chapter 6, verses 35 to 40. I say, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Hallelujah. It was after this that Jesus went on ahead to declare about 6 more I am statements to actually identify who he is as God in the person of man. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, I am the true vine. 15 verses 1 to 6, the book of John. Christ Jesus was trying to draw their attention to himself, that he is God and he has come to give them eternal life. We all know very well after Jesus fasted for 40 days, the devil met him and tested him. And the first one was that he should turn the stones into food. Bread here, I mean food. And I answer Jesus Christ to my, Matthew chapter 4, verses 4. Our Lord Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word. That means that as men, we live by two things: bread and the word. Bread and the word. It is written, man does not live on bread alone. It means that man lives on bread. Just that it is not the only one. The other thing man lives on is the word. So man lives on bread and the word. Bread and the word. The bread for the physical satisfaction and the word for your spirit. Bread and the word. You bet nipa ebet nasia. Eye ebiane ene asamuno. Ebiane for ye nipe duye. Asamuno for ye hum hum ne tiye muno. The bread and the word. Se ye fa sa nima we minua. Se udi dia, when you eat bread, you eat any food, right from your mouth, signs actually and say Your body releases enzymes that start breaking down the food. And as it goes down your gut, more enzymes are released to break down the food. Then the nutrients in the food is absorbed. It's taken into your system, into your blood. And that is what then eventually becomes energy. Eventually becomes part of your cells, your muscle cells.
Unipe duani nina. And he said, "Your ma akwara eduani a." Which means oni. Eduani no kaho.
It becomes part of you. In that same way, when you hear the word of God, you mix it with faith. You mix it with faith. You mix it with faith, like your digestive enzymes, and then you draw on it, and then you move with it.
Hallelujah.
It is bread and the word.
The physical and the spiritual. Hallelujah. Say a tin yam yasema.
When Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," and he went ahead to say six more statements to identify who he is, life was the predominant word. He said it three times. I am the life. He didn't say I have the life. He said I am the life. And life, when I was doing a little bit more work into this, life, when it is used in the Greek from which we have this translation, it means three, but I'll share with you two main things. Bios, which talks about living things, life in the physical. Bios, from which we have the study of life, biology. This word, as it was used in the book of Luke chapter 8 verses 14, that word life meant bios. But the one that Jesus is using here to refer to himself as the life, the bread of life, that one is different. That one is Zoe, the eternal life, the life of God, the quality of life, the God kind of life. This life that he gives, that he was trying to draw the attention of the people to, is a life with no death.
Hallelujah.
A life with no pain.
Hallelujah.
A life with no sorrow. He was just trying to draw the attention to it. That when you eat of me, I give you Zoe. I give you eternal life. I give you the life forever.
Hallelujah.
The quality of life. Revelation chapter 21 verses 21 gives us an idea, a symbolic idea of the life that we are going to spend with him. He said, even the streets are made of precious stones, gold, to give you an idea of that quality of life. When we talk about life, what is the extent of your definition of luxury of life? Christ Jesus, when you eat of him, he gives you more than that.
Hallelujah.
He gives you more than that.
Hallelujah.
This morning, who is this bread that I keep talking about? Bread of life is Jesus Christ himself. He is the bread that came from heaven. He is the divine one. He satisfies us fully. And when we read that verse again, John chapter 6 verses 35, when you read further down, it says that he satisfies fully. He satisfies fully. He satisfies fully. How do we eat or partake of this bread? He said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me and he who believes to me." He who comes to me and he who believes in me. This is how we eat of the bread. This bread of life that I'm talking about
It is Jesus, and this is how we eat of him. We come to him and we believe on him. Hallelujah. Yesu, eno aye ye nkwa abodo. Sa enkwa abodo yi. Ye ji no na ye di. Into hwe literal translation ye ji di. Ye ka se ye ji edi a, ete se wo ji bi bi. Na wo de ahye wo numa di. Ye ji nyame edi. Ye ba ne ho na ye ji na di. Jine di preko peso oyo nyame. Se ono. Eno yo nyame a. Waba ewo hunam FM. And the benefit of it is that he satisfies fully. When we read that verse again, he says that you will not thirst and you will not hunger. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never thirst. We come and we believe. And when we do that, we never go hungry and we never thirst. He satisfies us completely. Jesus, when he was talking to them about this, he was trying to bring their attention to what we now call the Eucharist, the communion that we always have. It was, what kind of story now? It was around Passover. And why did he choose bread? Because he was trying to give them an idea of what he has come to do here on earth. He broke the bread. In fact, before he fed them, Bible says that when he took the bread, he broke it and he gave it to them to share. Last week, if you were in church, when we're having communion, Papa will symbolically take up the bread and break it. And he will say, this is the body of Christ given to you. In that same manner, he will take the cup and say, this is the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. And as long as you do it in remembrance of me, that I am the bread of life, that I am the savior of the world, that I am that I am. Hallelujah. He was trying to draw their attention to it. But as of then, because they have scribes, they have Pharisees, they have people who are learned in the laws of Moses. And this man that we know as the carpenter's son. In fact, some people knew the story, whether he was a surrogate son or we don't even know your father. Now, who can Sam Akesiye? So they didn't like him and they plotted to kill him. Was the reason why he came. Hallelujah. Promoting healthy lifestyle is mainly what you take in and how you utilize it. Maintaining healthy lifestyle is mainly what you take in and how you put it to use. Say you bet nursing. Healthy. And make choices that is healthy for our lives. And he said, "Nia obedi. Eni nia odi beye. Nia obedi na odi wia. Etien na odi beye. Because odi dia, as I said, it gives you energy. Odi beye then. So utien nia miya semwa. What you do with it? And as I said, it is bread for the physical." And the word for our spirit. This morning, I'm bringing your attention to the fact that as a human being created in the image of God, you cannot live on bread alone. You live on bread and you live on the word. So when you hear the word, you mix it with faith. You move, you declare it, you speak it over your life. I am blessed. I will not die. I shall overcome. And you walk in it. And you walk with it. Hallelujah. That is how we make exploits. This morning I'm going to share with you some statistics as we come into the physical. Production team, can you help me the first slide? Some statistics. And it is my prayer. It is my prayer that you make good, healthy choices. That eventually you'll not be added to the statistics. Amen. The first slide.
It talks about data that was, this is like the most current data that we have, 2025, and this data was collected between 2021 and 2022. It is a report of the US and global data from the American Heart Association and the National Institute of Health and other collaborators. Intime Pacho, Mumienko, next slide. This is the most current information we have. Oh, it's so small. Okay. Okay. So, Oba Yenkrum has his here, yeah. Cardiovascular diseases, within the year when this data was collected, it killed almost about 1 million people. 1 million people. Mami knows there was here. 1 million people. Almost 1 million people. In 2022, high blood pressure affects over 122 million adults. So, okay, figures way more. It gives you an idea. So, almost every second, someone is dying from something that a healthy choice of a lifestyle could have prevented. Next slide. That one, I think, talks about the effect of diabetes. And yet, Yaria Hudwe, you know, but could be a chance here. And it is just cleaning lives. Diabetes, high blood pressure, and hypercholesterol. So as we talk about healthy lifestyles, as we talk about making choices, when it comes to the bread we eat to feed our body, the physical one, the person may day may be at make you want to be in this CBB. So, okay, diabetes statistics now. Over 38 million people of all ages, they had diabetes. 2021, this is the data that was collected in 1 year. But you can make choices with the bread or the food you eat. And you will not be part of the statistics. Amen. Amen. And even if you are a wife, we are here. But if you are so a wife, who will tell you who baby? Who will tell you who baby? Who age in the awena? We are who she ain't ye. We are who she ain't ye. You see a crop for India, I go by your football age in the American age. It is okay. But your age said that you woo one cassadia, unti means the summer. Your gender. So your ba. So your bema. Upa. Yen yapa so you need. Go through all the procedures. Your boy in Yenu, Oba, and your Bema. Say we are Ghanani, say we are black, say we are Nipa Bibini. Unti means the same. Unti means Yamashi. And not only non modifiable risk factors. Say a woo to a Gusyabimu, so ye Kenny, so ye Kreni. Unti means Yamashi. Your DNA blocks that makes you. For which reason you look tall, you look not tall. You look light or you look darker. And no one means the same. But if you want to be to me, I am who be. If you want to be to me as a son, if you want to be to me, I make you good choices about. I won't conquer cast our statistics now. Hallelujah. You be kind. And your body weight. I'm afraid it'd be BMI.
Your mass divided by the square of your height.
And I say between 18.5 to 24.9.
Maybe your apps they pray you on.
Information they pray you on.
What type of Google phone also?
You find information about it. Adjust it. Stay within healthy limits.
And no ube ti miya yehu bibi.
Ni atosu miye nuye juyane ayedi.
And as I've spoken about the bread, that we have the bread for the physical, and we have the bread for the spirit.
Ni udi ako umunu. Sheniye.
Adjust the quantity. Adjust the quantity.
Adjust the quantity.
Avoid fast food.
So those are products, not food.
Processed food, corned beef.
Your friend corned beef. And your processed meat.
What the fragile of name and yet there, a man taste. And then we eat them.
That's all.
Saying kebe to me,
avoid them.
And your processed food. Hot dog. Hot dog. Ebe to me,
minimize it. Minimize it.
And your processed food.
Na ba kubi e kamo.
E ya nchene, e di gui gwenini ma na ye doko, 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 doko. Omo freno.
Monosodium glutamate.
MSG. Ebe to me, jai. And no dear men to so. Se bet me pa jai. In fact, Kroma, America, you know, will be over heavier. The salt load is higher compared to Omomote. A real self and I for flow. You didn't chill it. Me, this is chill it. You didn't chill it in fra. I'm going to barbecue sauce. Dokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokodokod
over these factors.
Neto so mienu.
So obey exercise.
And sima making.
Don't think say, oh, media is so. So it doesn't pertain to me.
Frasi and temoa. You're able to hold on throughout your life. Exercise.
Men's fellowship.
The greatest exercise God gave to us is walking. Start slow. Walk. Nante. Nante. Just walk. Once you are making the steps, Nante.
You are not training for Olympics. So don't be aggressive. Now I think I'll track so park so
could too many.
No.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Just walk. Make sure you're getting in the steps.
But say obey to media.
At least active exercise. 60 minutes. 4 days out of the 7. Eboa. Emawa kuma na mwaden. Emma wuni pegiano mojano etini. Flows better.
Let us be. I'm a person. You what doing? This is your stress.
Stress. God, quite you must. My stressed. We feel you. Why you stressed? Pick your battles. My wife will say.
No many go one who will new goes.
Pick your battles. And you need to know better. Cause the best stress. Now you have two type of stress. You know you have the stresses. You have the stress events and a stress environment. Events are there we and I be busy, not stressful. We are my show. Minimize it. And be a year free home. If it is work environment and it's so toxic and it stresses you, start looking for another one. It's America, it's a big ocean. The bit means one as a sun. So when to mean the sun on so they are from why.
That's why I'm passing the two ideas. So,
yeah, drinking water. Our bodies is made up of up to about 70% water, and so are your organs and everything inside of you.
It's come on, and especially when you're busy. Na bi bisi weni so opesa weye. Me and me can be in our one corporate. You read fisi menu nsuo. But if you can reach there and say you need about 3.7 liters every day. Weigh between 6 and 8 bottles a day. It sounds big, but so no back one up. And I'll pay you a move on the one on back. If we have one new meal. And to say between you break out or die, no one 6 that out. You need it. You're making healthy lifestyle choices. Radiation. Exposure to radiation. What do you call radiation? But you're making what you're doing. To say, phone, or handset. Microwave, now you use it with you. Okay, yes, you could try X-ray, yes, you could try MRI. You try, yes, I just yes, I could try MRI. You have a voice. You can say that me here being chair, a bit in here, you can. Exposures, charging phone. Now we use the phone. Me know what we have wireless gadgets and equipments. We'll be brief here back. You have more than 10 gadgets, all connected wirelessly. They will tell you, yes, the range is within acceptable and safety limits. It is true. But who will be brave, sir? Now you are exposed to it over a long time. It is not healthy. It is not a healthy choice. In fact, over charging phone, I recommend charging where you are not even sleeping. Amen. The last one I would want to talk about is the last part one is high risk behaviors. I can't stress that out. What I would want to stress on here is sleep. And that if we have 12 hours of day and we have 12 hours of night, it presupposes that you need 12 hours of sleep. And that who here, and who here just as you stay awake. We work for 8 hours, we come back home, we don't go to bed till like 9, 10. But me, what story an opportunity to? And they recommend 6 to 8 hours of sleep. But who meeting here da a rest here? And boy we need here. And boy we need here yeah. And son, diabetes statistics, no? It's one of the underlying factors. Alcohol. Meaning, say, I'm sorry, had you. You wouldn't have. And I say, yeah, you're normal, son. So I wouldn't talk that much about it, but take note of it. Tell someone. Minimize it. Say, I'm to me. Stop it. Smoking, I know. Say no, so we don't do that. But only mobia, catch them. That you came to church and you had these. In fact, smoking, quit it entirely. Promiscuity. These are high risk behaviors. Promiscuity, high risk behaviors. The last one that I'm going to add that you can do that will help you is fasting. 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 Say wounded. Now you allow your system to rest. Say wounded. And you allow your system to just take a break. The benefits is enormous. Brother Bakuma, in book B, after I spoke to them at men's fellowship, when I was reading the book had counted 100 benefits of fasting. 100. Both physical
and spiritual. E boy ye papa papa. Enti choose that robako. It could be wawoda. I mean a da day na ya woman. So we ye kwesi, so we ya ama ajwa.
On that day, give your system a break. Take a break. Bompai. Strengthen your spirit, man, because in this world, to live, it is not bread alone. It is bread and the word. The word feeds your spirit. So take a break from the bread and feed your spirit too. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verses 21 to 23. I'm bringing my message to a close. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 23. Projection team, please work with me. Jesus was trying to bring their attention to the fact that he needs to go, so that when he goes, he can send the helper. But Paul, being so carnal, called Jesus aside and said, God, you're going nowhere. Now we are fishermen. You do a team fear me and send you. Oh, when you go, what do? We go back to fishing? You're not going anywhere. But Christ Jesus was trying to bring the attention that, hey, it is needful for me to go. Because if I don't go, this God that you see, this version of God that you see, he's the only one filled with the power from on high. He's the only one filled with the spirit of God. And so it is in your own interest that I go, Peter. John chapter 16, verses 17. And Jesus had to explain it to them that I have to go. Because if I don't go, it is just me. But if I go, I will send the helper, the Holy Spirit, and he will fill each and every one of you. And so it will not be only me here on earth, but it will be everyone who eats of this bread, everyone who accepts this message of Christ and believes in him. So I have to go. The Bible calls him the firstborn. That word translated is like the prototype, the blueprint, the original one. But after he goes and the spirit comes upon whoever eats of this bread and drinks of this blood, you become like him. Hallelujah. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then you will be able to do exploits. You will be able to make these choices that you will stay healthy in the name of Jesus. And we saw it when, after the Pentecost, Bible says that the Spirit of God was poured on them. In one sermon, Peter preached, Acts chapter 2, and 3,000 people were added unto the church. Acts chapter 4, Peter and John, they preached, and the church grew up to 5,000. The Spirit of God, it comes in after you eat of this bread. After you eat of this bread, after you come in and believe on this word, the Spirit of God comes in afterwards. Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 24, 25, he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me? The things that I want to do, I can't do. The things that I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. My brothers and my sisters, people of God, these things that I shared with you, the money go away, you can't do it because you're unfair in trouble with Fruma. Because that is not how you were brought up. We were brought up to eat heavy in the morning, heavy in the afternoon, heavy in the night. How? You tell me not to eat fufu in the evening. How? You tell me not to eat banku and okro with crabs and snails. How do you tell me not to eat it? Even at 10 p.m., we find ourselves eating these foods. But the Spirit of God is here. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to strengthen you. And as you partake of this, as I said, it is for the physical and the spirit. Man lives on bread and the word. As this word comes, as you believe on him, that he is the redeemer of your soul, the Spirit comes in to strengthen you. That you're able to make good choices for your life. That you're able to make good choices for your children, your family. That you would want to make choices that will keep you alive. And you will not become part of those statistics that I showed. This morning, Christ Jesus is the bread of life. Christ Jesus, he is the giver of life. He is the life. This morning, this is what I submit to you. Hallelujah. Can you be please on your feet? Can you please be on your feet? Please be on your feet.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me.
Moses had to meet to get his commandments and encounter him. Elisha had to talk to God on a mountain, Mount Horeb. And Christ Jesus himself had to pay the price for you and I on a mountain, Mount Calvary. You have come to Mount Zion, and the Bible says that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. This morning, I want you to ask God that may He stir in our hearts a craving desire for Him, a desire for Him to feed on this bread and to remain in Him. Lift up your voice, screen projector. Lift up your voice. A craving desire. The second one. The next one. The craving desire. Bible says in the book of John chapter 14, do not let your hearts be troubled as you believe in him. Believe also in me, Jesus. Believe in him. A craving desire. The next one. Craving desire. Bible says in the book of Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2. It said, as a deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. This morning, that the Lord should stir in our hearts a craving desire for him. That we will feed on this bread. That we will feed on this bread. We will not forget ourselves. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you. We give you praise, O God. We honor you, O God, in Jesus' name for these words. Father, Lord, you bring it to our awareness and we believe. Father, we believe and we want to continue to believe. We believe and we want to persist in this, Lord. So help us, Holy Spirit. You are God that came to help us. Help us, O God, our helper. Help us, O Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. This morning, thank you for a time like this in your presence, Lord. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.